on this great solemnity of the Epiphany. We often think of this as the day that we mark the arrival of the three kings to Bethlehem to visit Jesus. And I'd like to look at the journey of these three magi, they're called by St. Matthew today. Magi is an interesting kind of word. Magoi in Greek. We would get the word magician, actually, from this today. We don't know exactly what they were. Kind of astronomers, clearly. They're looking at the stars. Kings, they probably would have been very wealthy to undertake such a journey. So we don't know exactly who these were, or we don't even know that there were three of them. We associate three because they bring three gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But in truth, we're not exactly sure how many there were or exactly when they arrived in Bethlehem. But what St. Matthew does tell us today, I think, is very important for us in our own journey. If we begin, what's the first thing we know about these magi? Well, their whole journey begins when they see a star. They say, "We saw his star at its rising." It's always kind of fascinated me as a scientific person what this would have looked like. What is it that they saw? Sometimes the Star of Bethlehem is pictured as like some kind of a spotlight coming down from the sky. And it always kind of made me question, is that what it was? And I was looking at a great documentary on the Star of Bethlehem done by scientists, and they were showing how it would have been the alignment of the stars and the planets in the sky, and it was more subtle than like a spotlight, but you had to know that the king star was coming together with the mother and the father star, and if you could interpret what that meant, it was saying three times that the king star went around saying, "King, king, king," and if you were someone who knew how to read the stars, as astronomers could, then this would have great significance, because it had only happened at this one time. The Star of Bethlehem is actually very scientifically explainable if you know how to read the stars, which clearly these men did. Notice that that's what begins their journey, though. They're looking at the sky. They use the wisdom that God has given them to interpret. Now, these are not religious people, necessarily. They're certainly not Jewish. They don't exactly even know the whole history of Israel and what the Messiah would mean. But all they know is that from everything that they've seen in the stars through their lifetime, everything that they've learned about how to interpret the movement of the planets and the stars, all of a sudden, they are amazed at what they see. And this sign is somehow so amazing that they would leave everything behind in comfort, probably somewhere in Persia, and undertake an incredibly dangerous and grueling journey to follow this sign that they've seen. So the first thing I think we can learn, that the beginning of a journey to find Jesus, the beginning of the journey towards God, can in fact begin by just observing the signs around us. The First Vatican Council told us that it is possible through the use of the human intellect alone to know with certainty that there is God. All we have to do is look around, and it says any person with rational intellect should be able to interpret the signs all around us and at least arrive at the conclusion that there is God. That's really what these magi do to begin their journey. They look at the signs, and it says they saw it. How many other people could have maybe seen that sign? Maybe did see it? These magi see the sign and they follow. They go. They take that first step. And that is sometimes the most difficult, the first step on the journey. But notice, merely interpreting the stars is not enough. And that brings us to kind of step two of their journey, and step two of a journey towards Jesus. They get to Jerusalem, they follow the star as far as it will take them, and they arrive and they ask, "Where is he? Where is the newborn king of the Jews?" They cannot find any more information just by looking at the stars. They need help. And where do they go? Well, they go ultimately to the Jewish people, who then pull out the scriptures. And they read in sacred scripture that the place where the Messiah is to be born is Bethlehem. The light of human reason alone can tell us that there is God. But if that's all we have, it's not enough. We also need the light of sacred scripture, the teaching in history that went for thousands of years to record about the Messiah and where he would be born. And then it says that they go to Bethlehem. But even that is not enough. We can't simply find Jesus in a book. No matter how beautiful our sacred scriptures are, there is another stage to the journey of these magi. After consulting the sacred scriptures and being told Bethlehem, they go. And there they have an encounter with Jesus. They find him in the manger, Mary and Joseph there with him. They have this beautiful, intimate encounter with the Christ child. That's what the studies of scriptures, that's what our liturgy, that's what all of our Christian life is ultimately about. It's meant to lead us to an encounter with Jesus, not with some teaching that we would think about in our head or some way of living that we might live out, but an encounter with a person. We are meant to be in the presence of Jesus and there to encounter him the way the Magi did, the Christ child. This is the third step of any journey towards Jesus, a personal, deep encounter and relationship with Jesus. And one that causes us, like the Magi, to lay down our lives, to give our gifts, the most priceless treasures that we would have, gold, frankincense, myrrh, in the case of the Magi, whatever our treasures would be, that when you encounter Jesus, you've got to give him everything. These Magi perhaps might have been surprised to see that the newborn king was not in Jerusalem, but was rather in a stable, a cave in Bethlehem. There were no attendants there, only shepherds. It might have surprised them. It might not have been exactly what they expected. You wonder if perhaps they might have thought of turning back and saying, maybe we were wrong. But they don't do that. Even though unexpected, they say, we know this is the Christ child. And they're willing to leave everything for him. We too have got to be changed by this encounter with Jesus. We've got to give him everything, our greatest gifts. But the last step of this journey is, I think, one of the most beautiful lines in this whole gospel today. After having come all this way, from the star to the encounter with Herod to meeting the Christ child, they're, of course, warned in a dream that Herod, of course, does not want to come and do homage to the Christ child. Rather, he sees Jesus as a rival and wants to kill him. And indeed, he does kill all of the little children in Bethlehem. Mary and Joseph and Jesus escape to Egypt, they too being warned in a dream. But notice our gospel concludes by telling us that the Magi then returned and departed for their country by another way. They returned to their country by another way. I think that is a beautiful depiction of what should happen after our encounter with Jesus. It's got to make a difference. We can't just continue to go about our life by the same way that we were. When you meet Jesus and you leave him your gifts, your life has got to be changed. The old way is gone, and there is only the new way of Christ. The early church, in fact, was simply known as the way. Those who followed the new way. As we come to the end of our Christmas season tomorrow with the celebration of the baptism of the Lord, we pray that we too have been able in our lives to follow the signs, to see them. And sometimes God gives us a lot bigger signs in our life than the Magi had about exactly what he wants from us. We've got to say yes to the signs that God gives us. And then we've got to go on that journey wherever it takes us. We've got to know our scriptures. We've got to know our story so that we can make sense of what God is doing. We've got to encounter Jesus. We've got to have that infinite encounter with Jesus. And then our lives have got to be different. We can't return by the same route, but rather we must move forward by a new way. All of us today are called to be like the Magi. We found Jesus, hopefully, this Christmas. We pray that now going forward, our lives too may be marked by following a different way.